There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along. Another couple hours of live local talk. Remember, streaming online at fmtalk1065.com. We'll talk about all the podcasts and that good stuff on the website as well coming up in a little bit. Plus, we'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist, for more on the rain we're dealing with right now. It's coming up at around 12:35. All right, I want to start off the show, and I mentioned it at the end of Jeff Poor's show, and I was mentioning also during the morning show today, our guest, Mobilian, inducted in the Mobile Sports Hall of Fame. He's a handicapper, sports analyst. You hear him on radio, see him on TV, read his work in papers and magazines on the web. I mean, he's everywhere. And I'm lucky every couple years to lean on him enough to get him to come on this very radio show. Danny Sheridan joining us now on Midday Mobile. Thanks for your time. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Sean. Always a pleasure.
It is. And it's a subject that I talk about a bunch on the show, well, and have been lately with the bill that Del Marsh has pushed in the Senate, but I do realize the limits of my knowledge, and that's why I like to get on and talk with you about how the world really works. And Alabama, last time we were talking, a couple years ago, they had danced around lottery and danced around gaming, and you were kind of walking through what the potential revenue was for the state, what the potentials were, and now it's even gotten bigger.
It's gotten much bigger, and now you're looking at, as you know, four states around us, every state around us has a lottery, casinos in the state of Mississippi, sports betting and online sports betting in Tennessee. So, yeah, as usual, we're missing the boat, and have been missing it for as long as I can remember. Missing it in the sense that let the people vote. Doesn't matter what you or I think, Sean. Let everybody vote. That's what I don't understand. We're smart enough to elect the politicians in Montgomery, but they don't think we're, I guess, in the past, they don't think we're smart enough to vote on it, I guess.
Yeah, it's always bothered me that we didn't get the referendum. But now we have this package that has lottery, casino, and sports betting all together, and it has carve-outs for a duopoly is what it looks like on the front side, and then carve-outs on the back side, what departments and who gets money in the state from the revenue. It seems like at this point they just assume that I guess we're all in. We want gaming so badly after all these years that, to me, it seems like they're not concerned with the voter at this point. They're concerned with the power brokers.
Looks like that to me also, Sean. What you've done is you've lumped the present bill, as I understand it, lumps all three gambling bills into one bill. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. You should have a separate lottery bill, the people that want a lottery. You should have a separate casino bill, and you should have a separate sports betting bill. And what I think has been done by lumping them all together, you're disguising what's really going on. For example, 70 to 75% of this state favors a lottery. Well, if the lottery's on the board in this bill, though, people, I think, will vote, but not realizing they're voting for everything else, the casino bill and the sports betting bill, as is presently written. So, yeah, it definitely disguises the bill and sticking the lottery in with it, and I have a real problem with it. The public, as the bill stands now in casino and, I guess, sports betting, the public needs competition for licenses. They don't need a monopoly. I think if you said, or if I said, or anybody said, we'll just have one grocery chain in Alabama and one gas station that'll control everything, and I don't think that would sit too well. And the present bill, it prevents competition, and to me it's anti-American. Competition for casinos, competition for sports betting, and competition brings more money to the state and a better program, or better, I should say, when I say program, a better operation. So I think in a garrulous way, I hope I've made a case. It's ridiculous. Not ridiculous. It's just not fair to lump them all three together. And if they're so wonderful, put them all three separately. Let the people decide on a lottery. But don't put a gun to their head and say, you don't vote for a lottery, which, again, 70 to 75% of the people are for. If you don't vote for a lottery, then we're not going to have casinos or sports betting. That's not right. That's not a good bill.
Yeah, it's high pressure, and it's strange to me that it all of a sudden shows up in this fashion. Right. Well, maybe not strange, but interesting that it showed up. It went from no real discussion other than some discussion of casino gaming and sports betting. But it was always about the lottery. And they couldn't get that done. Like you said, they couldn't give us the right of referendum. And then all of a sudden, well, OK, y'all want it. It's all right here. This is the deal. If you want to have the lottery, you got to sign off on all this.
Yeah. And that's not right. And that's not what I don't think the average person on the street, me included, thinks. We thought that we'd get three bills. Not one, you know, take it or leave it. That's what it is. And again, it's basically creating a monopoly in the casino and sports betting industry, and that's not right. I think if Mobile decides we want to have a casino in, let's say Birmingham, it's the biggest city in the state. Birmingham wants to have a casino in Birmingham at any location other than their race and dog track. They should have the right to do that, they being the operators. They should come in, make their proposal, and the state should the city of Birmingham should decide. You have I believe 7 congressional districts, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were doing the bill, I'd let each congressional district decide, hey, you want a lottery, you want casinos, you want sports betting, and where do you want it? Let the people decide. But this is like, you know, it doesn't come across as take it or leave it, but that's what it's disguised as. And you know that, and I know that. The Governor Sigelman, who's a dear friend of mine since childhood, we talked before he was running for a second term, and he gave me permission to negotiate a compact with the Poarch Creek Indians if he got reelected, which he didn't. I'm still for negotiating a compact with the Poarch Creek Indians. And the compact, for those that may or may not know, it gives the Indian tribe and the state, they negotiate a compact. It simply means it allows a state government to reach a negotiated financial business agreement with the state and the Indian tribe. And I think that made sense, in 1999, and still makes sense to me today. This bill does not make sense. And I could argue with you about games of skill, but I don't want to get off the topic. I'll give you one example of the casino bill. The Birmingham racetrack is granted exclusivity for a casino. That's not right. There's no competition. And what do? They have to pay $100 million, a lot of money, over 30 years for a license. That's $3 million a year. I would pay, me personally, if you gave me that right in fair competition, I would pay the state twice that, mm-hmm. at least twice that. So you're limiting competition, you're creating a monopoly. And you're doing an end around. You're disguising a bill as like a lottery bill, which it's not. It's everything. And it's definitely a disguise, because people that I've talked to said, heck yeah, I'm for a lottery. Again, the legislators know that at least 70, probably 75% of the people vote for a lottery. So you slide this other thing in with it, and this is what you get. And it's not right. And I don't think it'll fly, and I don't think it'll pass. I'm for casinos. I'm for sports betting. I would normally be opposed to a lottery because I think it's a regressive tax on people that can't afford it. However, because Alabamians heavily support, we're talking billions of dollars, heavily support the lotteries in Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and Tennessee, I'm for a lottery. But I'm not for this bill.
Yeah. That's the regressive tax, or the implication there, right? If we were on an island, right, and there was no way to drive over, but yeah, somebody who's a pragmatist will say, on a given day, how many people are driving out of Alabama to Florida or Georgia or Mississippi to go buy lotto tickets? I mean, people can anecdotally look around their friends and family and know it's a lot of people.
No, I once asked a person in Florida who certainly. He knows what's going on. This is years ago. And he asked me, he said, what's the largest ticket-selling outlet in the state of Florida? I said, that's easy. Miami. Nope. Alabama, Florida line. That floored me. So, and I can assure you, we're pumping so much money into Georgia, as I said, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, their lottery, and of course, Florida. And then you have the illegal lottery in Alabama. That's also a billion-dollar operation.
The illegal lottery.
Illegal.
The illegal lottery.
Quick story. USA Today, when I was running one day, I called them and I said, called the sports editor, why did you not run but half my column of all the betting odds, the gaming odds? When I say gaming, I mean like sports betting. Mm-hmm.
The lines, yeah.
Yeah, and he said to me, well, we have to run the lottery because if we don't run the lottery for every state, we get 1,000 phone calls. Two phone calls is a lot. We get thousands raising Cain with us. Long story short, the reason for that is the illegal lottery in Mobile, in this Mobile County, not to mention the whole state. How do they know, Sean, when you buy a ticket? They say, they being the people that run the illegal lottery, say, hey, open USA Today tomorrow, and you'll get the results for the Mississippi lottery or the Florida lottery. And that's how you know everything's above board. That's what we, the illegal lottery, use.
They use the numbers.
Right?
They use the numbers. They use the numbers from states, official state lotteries. They use that to run.
Well, how do you know? You can't say, Sean, you can't say, let's all go down to the convention center and draw a lottery and get arrested in 2 seconds.
Right.
So, yeah, and I was shocked to find, I should have thought of that, but I didn't. And I've observed the illegal lottery years ago, and it was frightening, the runners that were going around collecting money. And again, the results were based, I believe, in those days on Florida. Might still be. It could be Florida. It could be any state. But because we're in Alabama, it was right next door, Florida or Georgia. And that's the way, and people playing the lottery feel very comfortable in knowing that, hey, no one's cheating me. I'm going to use the printed, whatever the Florida results were, that's what my results are. Of course, no one's going to win, but that's another story.
We're coming right back. More with Eddie Sheridan. I would talk about some numbers. He and I had a conversation before the show about estimates of illegal sports betting going on in the state of Alabama. It's the tip of the iceberg here. We're about to get to it next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, right back to our discussion with Danny Sheridan talking about, the gambling bill as presented in Montgomery and then just gambling in the state of Alabama. Danny, you said something I want to go back to. You mentioned Game of Skill and you said you'd talk about that or maybe you talk about that later. I want to talk about that. What's it? Game of Skill versus luck? I mean, define that for us.
Well, it's night and day, allegedly. Horse racing, and I do agree, I shouldn't say allegedly, horse racing and greyhound racing are games of skill. So you don't need a constitutional amendment to legalize them. The legislature can do that. They don't need the people to vote on a constitutional amendment because it's a game of skill. I maintain, and anybody with a working brain should maintain, that sports betting is a game of skill. So it should be treated just like greyhound racing or horse racing. You don't have to, again, shouldn't be a constitutional amendment that the people have to vote on.
It's interesting. So, and with that, I mean, sports betting should be legal already in the state.
Well, I think the legislature could make it legal because pointing out, without being hypocrites, we legalized horse betting, horse racing, and we legalized greyhound racing only because our Constitution says, quote, if it's a game of skill, it's legal. Well, sports betting's a game of skill, but no one talks about that for whatever reason.
Well, let's say they, in their own way, their hypocritical way, go through and pass something to legalize sports gaming. First of all, let's talk about the fact that sports betting, I mean, I think everybody listening either does or knows people that do bet illegally on sports in the state of Alabama. You and I talked before we went on there about how big that is. What are we talking about? How much money?
It's huge. The bookmakers that I know offshore, where it's legal in Costa Rica to take sports bet, it's illegal to do that from the United States. But the law is designed to arrest bookmakers, not bettors. And I don't know of any bettor that's ever been arrested for making a bet. But back to your question, Alabama, in illegal sports betting, especially football, we're the number one per capita, number one state in the country when it comes to, again, illegal sports betting for Diamond League football. That's pretty impressive.
Number one
per capita. People in Alabama bet like there's no tomorrow compared to other states on sports, illegally. And so we have this huge illegal market, and we're not tapping into any of it. Plus, you have, I can't tell you how many people drive to Biloxi during football season. If you go to Biloxi when they ease these COVID restrictions, you won't be able to get into the sports book on a Saturday. And you'll see most, not all Alabama, you'll see a lot of Alabamians and a lot of Louisiana people from Louisiana because they don't have sports betting. It's really insanity. But again, I go back to, not to beat a dead horse, if you truly want the people to vote on a lottery and on casinos and on sports betting, be transparent. Put them all separately so you can look at them, not with a gun to your head where you don't realize that it's all or nothing. Why is it all or nothing? Can you tell me that, Sean?
Well, I think because I've been saying this, I think they have taken the voter out of the equation. They realize the voter wants whatever gaming it is so badly they would agree. They could say the money would go to fund Al-Qaeda. And people would
that
you know,
might
say
be a little strong, but I get your point.
I mean, people would say, and speaking on sports.
Well, let me interrupt you. Yeah. But again, you don't have, the voter does not have a chance to intelligently look at the bills and say, wait a minute, this is a monopoly. We need to have free trade. This is what America's built on. You can't have a monopoly and hand a license to Birmingham for 30 years, a casino license for $100 million. I want my say-so. Maybe somebody else free. You're talking to one right here. Free trade that would certainly pay twice for that 30-year license in Birmingham than this bill currently charges. And I could go on. And it's the same with casino operators, the MGM, Wynn, all these casino operators in Las Vegas. Give them a shot at competing. Don't just take it away from them. And by the way, again, I'm for a compact with the Poarch Creek Indians. I have no problems with that. But this, we should open it up. If we're going to open it up, let's do it fairly and transparent. This is not transparent. I don't care what this bill says. You can say transparent, everything's out in black and white. Yeah, but it's, you got a gun to your head. Yeah. You don't vote for the lottery, which again, 70-75% of the people will vote for and are in favor of, then you don't get casinos or sports betting. That's not right. Some people may not want casinos. Some people may not want sports betting. I respect that. I don't think it's right if I want to open a sports betting whatever you want, online sports bet or a sports betting building where in Mobile or Birmingham. If I want to open one, I should have competition.
Yep.
And if I can't pay the freight or if I don't have a good plan, so be it. I don't get a sports betting license. But that's not the way it is under this bill.
Yeah, the on the sports betting side, you talk about number one in the nation for legal sports bet, plus what's
per
legally
capita,
per capita, right? That's and so we the people bet more than any other citizens, and then we take it legally over to Mississippi. If they legalize this, they're going back to just like the casino games that you could only go to the building to bet. They're talking about the, it would.
In Tennessee. Which I would recommend for Alabama. They have online sports betting.
Yeah.
It's really profitable for the state. You'd also take away the Tennessee market. That's the people, the Alabamians that live on the border. They just walk right across to Tennessee and open their smartphone. They already have an account, make a bet, then leave. That's what they do, by the way, in New Jersey. They have New Yorkers. They drive across the border because they have online betting. But that's another topic. But, again, all that should be, it's real simple. All that should be wide open, transparent, not disguised in a bill that does disguise it, where if you don't vote for lotteries, if you don't vote for a lottery, then you're not going to get the other two. That's not right.
It's about 90 seconds left here, but I got to ask you, on the sports gambling side, people say, well, that's going to lead to cheating. Danny, that'll lead to cheating in Alabama and Auburn games. And
that's just, it's so, we'd have to spend a half an hour. That's insanity. How much cheating have we had when it was illegal and before the Supreme Court ruled in May of 2018? How many scandals did we have, cheating scandals at Alabama and Auburn, when it was all underground except for Nevada where you could bet sports? I don't recall any cheating scandals. And the bookmakers, they do a wonderful job of policing the sport, not because they're choir boys, but because it's in their best interest. Now that it's legal, Sean, if you fix a game and you show up, in theory, you're going to try to capitalize on it financially. So Sean walks in to make a huge bet. Your face is there. You're not betting with an offshore corporation like you do in the stock market when you fix stocks every nanosecond. Your face is you're going to get caught, so you can't do it. You can't call your banker up if you have a $50,000 line of credit and say, "I'd like to borrow $4 million. You need to come in and see me." Well, if you have a line of credit with a bookmaker, which people do, or with a casino, which people do, you just can't show up and bet 10 or 20 times that without setting off alarm bells, and you're going to get arrested and go to jail. It's a great system. It's not perfect, but it prevents a lot of cheating. There'll be no cheating. We don't have sports betting in Alabama now where it's underground. There's no cheating. If you make it legal, it stands common sense to me. There won't be any cheating. People may try, but they'll get caught.
Always appreciate our conversations. Danny Sheridan, people want to get in touch with you. Where do they go?
Well, I'd rather them just go to my website, yeah. DannySheridan.com. And if there's other topics you want to go, I've got, if you want to go another 5 or so minutes, that's fine with me, Sean. Just have another interview I have to do in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, we'll go to the quick bottom of the hour news break that comes up whether I stop talking or not, and then we'll come right back to wrap it up with Danny Sheridan.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, a little extended, some overtime here with Danny Sheridan. Always a treat to talk with Danny, and we're talking about, the gambling bill as presented in Alabama and what he thinks might be a better deal. We're talking about sports gambling here, but this goes to the whole thing. While you're a proponent of these things, you're saying do it separately for transparency, right? You're not saying no to sports betting. You're not saying no to casino gaming. You're saying do them separately.
Or lottery. No, because you want competition. You don't want a monopoly. And I don't think people realize that they're voting on a monopoly. If you have competition, as an example I gave, $100 million for a 30-year license to the Birmingham racetrack. Well, if you open it up, if you leave it like it is, that's what's going to happen. That's $3 million a year. If you let me in and others, my first offer is going to be double that, $200 million, $6 million a year. So therefore, the state will make more money, but not in a monopoly.
No, it's not theoretical. You just said.
We talked about the 7 congressional districts. They should vote on it. They should decide. For example, in Mississippi, Biloxi said, heck yes, we want casino gambling and now sports wagering and a lottery. But we're just talking about the congressional districts for casinos. Pascagoula, as you know, said, no, we don't want it. That's their right. They don't have it. So what? But that's not our right. It should be every congressional district should decide where you want this location of a casino and who you want to run it and how many casinos you want. It shouldn't be forced down that you have to take so many. Force down your throat.
It's a refreshing to hear that. It's something we've talked about, the idea that it would also not only be better for the citizens in those places, it would wrest some power away from Montgomery, which makes me think they'll not want to give that up at all, that they don't get to make the whole decision coming out of Goat Hill.
I'm not going to disagree with you, but I'll let you deal with that. I got enough aggravation.
You also, just talking about the possible numbers here and the revenue that a deal like this may leave on the table, not get. You mentioned New Jersey, and that's interesting, number one, for the overall revenue number, and number two, they have, obviously, New Jersey, they got the big fancy casinos, but they also have online sports betting. Can you, first of all, talk about how much money we're talking about in a place like New Jersey?
I think New Jersey is up to almost $1 billion a month in handle in sports betting.
A month?
Billion a month, yes. It's just incredible.
Oh.
But of that, New Jersey has great casinos. They have beautiful sports books. However, over 90% of the sports bets today in New Jersey, over 90% are online. So what I would propose in this state would be online sports betting. You don't have to go to a casino to place a bet. That's inconvenient. This is the 21st century. You can do it from the convenience of your handheld, your home computer, and that's what Tennessee's doing, online sports betting. But again, this bill doesn't allow that, and it doesn't allow anything. It doesn't allow any discussion because it's all or none, and it's disguised to do an end around to get all this passed, to limit competition. I shouldn't say limit. There's no competition. It's to establish a monopoly. And if the I think if the people voting understood this, and they may, there's no chance for it passing. And there's no telling how much money Mississippi and Tennessee and gambling interests are going to put into defeating this bill. And quite frankly, I'm not in favor of it. It doesn't matter what I think, but I'm not going to vote for it because of, I would vote for a lottery, casino, and sports betting if they were singular bills, but not like this. I don't think anybody would vote for something un-American, a monopoly, if they knew what they were voting for.
Or they weren't desperate, Danny. And that's this vibe I get that people
are
like,
you're going to mean by
desperate because they want the lottery, right?
Yes,
they want the lottery.
That's
so
why the lottery's the bell cow.
Yeah, absolutely. It they put it into the average to bring the whole average up because they know what people want. So people
well,
go,
it's
well,
not
if
just
I.
The average is 70% to 75% are going to vote for a lottery, and you put 20 other bills in with it, they're all going to pass, and you won't realize it until after it's done. Like, hey, wait a minute, that's not right. Well, I hope that I'm sure the word will get out. And if the legislators really want to do something that benefits the state, these three bills will be separate, period. They'll open competition, the state will make more money, and I would love to know the argument other than, well, we really can't push it through because our big donors don't want it. Well, I have a problem with that, too.
One of the list here of things that people who push back on me with it is, Sean, if you had it the way you wanted, there'd be a casino on every corner. And this bill prevents that. It keeps it in control.
No, it doesn't. That's not true. You can modify the bill. And this bill doesn't end around. This bill, it's like a broken record. It limits competition, which hurts the state. There's no competition for licenses, and it sets up so many casinos. If the seven congressional districts, I'm sure I could write a bill if you gave me a couple of days, seven congressional districts, they should decide how many casinos they want, period.
It seems so logical that it, you know, worries me about it coming out of Goat Hill, but it is surprising the amount of influence put through here, because you would think politicians love low-hanging fruit and to pass a bill that gets them a bunch of attaboys, right? And pats
right.
on the back. It seems like they would have run through with a lottery bill first just because it would have been good rah-rah for them. They could get the lottery bill. They got money going to schools. You know, it's always for the children, Danny. They're going to do this
right.
and that. And then everybody's going to say, yeah, y'all did a good job. That's what surprised me, that they didn't take that route for the easy win.
Well, they didn't. They weren't looking for the easy win. They were looking to include casinos and sports betting in the bill, and they would have a lot of pushback, to be kind, if they stood on their own. So, yes, what we should do is start again, and whoever presents the bill, just have a lottery bill, or have them all three separate. And what will happen is the lottery will pass overwhelmingly. Casino bill is 50-50. Sports betting would pass, I think. But that's what we should do. That's fair to do it. But it looks like the people aren't going to get a say-so. And to tell me that they're getting a say-so with this bill, I won't even use it on your family-oriented show analogy I was going to use.
But you know that's exactly what they'll say. If somebody complains that they didn't get lottery, they'll say, you all had your shot. It was right there. You screwed around and didn't do it. But we gave you a shot. We brought the bill.
They didn't give us a shot. They gave us an end around, a disguised bill, which links other issues, casinos and sports betting. So that's what it is, Sean. Anybody tells you any differently is not telling you the truth. And yes, we ought to have a lottery. And that's why the gaming interest in Mississippi heavily invested against the Sigelman's lottery, because once a lottery passes, the other casinos and sports betting will follow. So if that's truly the aim of the legislators, which I don't think it is, or it's not of some, then you'll have a lottery bill standing by itself first, or you put all three up on the ballot. Could you please tell me what's the problem with putting all three up separately?
I have no problem with it.
What is the problem with the legislature? Is it a lot of, do they need money for printing or something, the bill? I don't know.
I'm sure
we know the problem. The problem is,
But that is and I've been arguing this since Word One. I said, y'all, this is the most obvious show. People are always talking about how it works in Goat Hill, and y'all just don't know, and it's backroom. This isn't backroom. It's right there for all of us to see. They really don't care about the voter. They care about the other players in this, because we're a sure thing to them.
Well, it sure looks like that, and I just wonder what's going to happen when the newspapers start, you know, vetting these bills and asking questions like, you know, why come we don't have all three of them, like beating a dead horse, a lottery, casino, and sports betting. They're all three major issues. Everybody doesn't agree on all three, but 70 to 75% agree on a lottery. And the answer is because, well, maybe they won't pass. Well, the citizens have a right to decide the maybe, not lumped down their throat or jammed down their throat, or better still, disguised as this bill does.
For sure. And you said, talking about the interest, and I'll say this, we've been vetting this bill since it came out back last month, maybe, you know, faster and with more regularity than the newspapers. So we may be, you know, the people talking on the radio in the state may be doing more of it. And it's interesting. You're getting a few of the people early on that said, oh, no, it's a good deal. You got to take it. I've heard those show hosts in different cities start coming around to your way of thinking, my way of thinking on this. And it's, I think once it gets the sunshine on it and people like you talk about it, people start doing a little critical thinking.
Well, I hope so. When you say, I mean, lottery, if you want to have a lottery, that's fine. Lottery's a lot of money to the state. Again, I have problems with the lottery, but not because we're surrounded by four states. So what's the reasoning for not voting on a lottery separately, casinos separately, sports betting? If they truly wanted this to happen for the people, you'd put the lottery up there first because that'll pass in a nanosecond, and then you can deal with it. It's a lot easier to deal with casino and sports betting later. Or you can put all three of them up, but not, again, beating a dead horse, not all three in the same bill, disguising it so we'll piggy bank on the lottery popularity. And that's not right. And again, it's not right because you wipe out competition.
Well said. And it's not even a theory. You had Danny Sheridan saying what he would, you know, what they're talking about for Birmingham, you would just as the first bidder, you would improve the revenue to the state.
Well, I would double it. And when I say I can't afford it, but my partner certainly can. $100 million for 30 years, $3 million a year. Sounds like a lot of money, but can you imagine what a casino in Birmingham would make? It would be frightening. So if I say, well, we'll match that $100 million, we'll give you $200 million. If somebody wanted to fight with me, my group would probably go to $300 million. But that's called free enterprise.
Yes.
That benefits the state of Alabama. This bill does just the opposite, creates a monopoly, which doesn't benefit the state financially.
Always a pleasure getting your insight. Danny Sheridan, thank you, and come back soon.
Great. Thank you for having me on, Sean.
All right. There he is, Danny Sheridan.